The Feel Better Station for Warrington Hospital.
This is Radio General.
Now, the final hooter.
Brand new season ahead. Mm-hmm. Are we ready and raring to go, baby?
I am. I've been ready since about the 1st of January.
Have you really?
I have, yeah. Wow. You know, it got around to the 1st of December last year, Adrian.
Yeah.
And you know me, I'm a rugby nut. I'd completely had enough of it. I wanted a rest.
I think everybody did.
It just went on and on and on with the World Cup. And I was that disappointed when England couldn't quite clinch it. Only 6-0, but it might as well have been 60-0.
Same old story, wasn't it?
It was, unfortunately, yeah. But, you know, New Year cometh, and all that enthusiasm came back. And I don't know about you, Adrian, but I'm up to game 3 already of 2018.
You've done a lot of friendlies then.
I've done a couple.
It's a long season ahead. I remember having a chat with Chris Hill at the Warrington Media Day.
Oh, look at you dropping names already.
I know, we're only one podcast in as well. And, yeah, even he says a long season ahead. You know, you've got New Zealand coming to town at the end of it. So it's going to be another late November finish.
It is, and I bet he won't then start training until the following January, will? Because they usually give the international players a little bit of time off, don't they?
We do.
Don't give
only
us time off.
Bit. No, we don't get it.
We don't get that much time off, no.
So yes, welcome to the first Final Hooter of the brand new season, 2018. Adrian Jackson and Dave Parkinson talking rugby league on Radio General for a Tuesday night. But as always, on loverugbyleague.com.
Yes, very much so, and plenty of things happening.
There is. We're going to concentrate just purely on Widdowson Warrington for tonight's final hooter.
Yeah, but that's because that's where we've been able to get to, isn't it, really?
Exactly. So we're going to do that, and we're going to have our big kick-off next week, aren't we?
Yep.
Because we're both in Huddersfield on Thursday. Actually, tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
No, it's not tomorrow. That was mad. I did driving in. I was thinking, yeah, I've got to be somewhere tomorrow. And
Don't be thinking it's Thursday tomorrow. You'll be down the 62th. And hang on a minute. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Turn back round.
Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be great, isn't it? There's a list of attendees as long as your arm to this launch event, isn't there?
Are we on about the one at Huddersfield?
We're on about the one at Huddersfield. Yeah,
Literally the Super League, Championship and League One, all in the same building.
All in the same building, plus selective wheelchair participants, people from the community game, tag rugby's going to be there. We're going to be busy. I don't know if they'll have a voice next week.
It's a long day, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. But
looking
enjoyable.
Forward to it, yes.
Very enjoyable. Looking forward to it.
See, I'm still in pre-season.
That's okay.
A bit of ring rustiness around the performance tonight. I'm sure that'll be happening in the first round of Super League.
I wondered why you was dressed in your jogging pants tonight. Just limbering up, of course.
Limbering up, yeah.
Keeping you up to date with everything rugby league. This is the Final Hooter on Radio General.
2 weeks away from the brand new season of not just the Super League season, but the Championship as well. Oh, it's going to be tasty in the Championship. I am looking forward to the Championship.
Well, to be honest, I mean, Paul Rowley over at Toronto has already lit the blue touch paper.
He has.
Did you see his interview on YouTube?
Explosive.
Ooh, we said they're not ex-league players, they're ex-my players.
Oh. Sat three players before a ball was kicked. Oh, it's all happening in Toronto.
It's all happening there, isn't it? Yeah. Interesting stuff. And then you've got Lee, who's signed just about anybody who was available.
Seriously,
put together a great squad.
I was going to say, right, without overjumping you, Lee on paper. I know we don't play on paper on rugby league, play on grass or even at Widnes, the high pitch, but you know, or even if you're at London, it's the artificial pitch at the trade.
Go on, get to your point.
Lee, I've got a better team. Bad looks of it on paper than what they had last year in Super League. I'm amazed.
It's a very good looking squad,
it
actually.
It really is.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, they played really well at the weekend as well against Wigan. Okay, Wigan were able to do the business in the end, and but you know, usually Wigan in these pre-season games, they usually name a load of kids, don't they?
No, they have got a load of kids in the first team squad.
Well,
it's no different.
They have, but you know, they named all the stars. There was only basically Sean O'Loughlin who wasn't playing.
Sam's on a mission, from what I've seen in one of his interviews.
Played very well as well, actually. He started off as fullback, then they moved him up to halfback about halfway through the first half. And
by the way, Sam Tompkins and running back.
Did really well. That's what I was thinking.
Super Sam.
Although, to be fair, they have got Sam Powell as well, haven't
exactly,
they?
Exactly, that's why I had to clear it up.
Who's got the number 7 jumper this year. But what I noticed actually happened is he went to interchange hooker when Lulai went off.
Right.
They chucked Morgan Eskery on.
Okay.
And Eskery went to fullback with Tompkins going up to halfback. It seems like a perfect match.
I think that could be the way forward for Sam Tompkins. No, not having a dig here, but I think the speed days have gone.
He's an adaptable player anyway, isn't he? And he started off as a halfback, didn't he?
You need to go turn the pace to play the fullback role these days. I think his legs are gone slightly.
He's still a very, very useful player. If it's anything like he showed against Lee, I think he laid on two of the tries that they scored. So,
I've seen an interview with him from one of the rugby league journalists around the world, the rugby league in the UK, and he's a man on the mission. He's quite hurt he wasn't involved with the World Cup.
Yeah, would you have took him though?
I would have, yeah.
Because I have to admit, I wouldn't. I think that we went with the right squad, in all honesty. There was only that thing with Bateman playing in the centres all the way through, which I disagreed with, really.
Okay. But anyway, he was a bit miffed, he weren't involved, and he wants to put it all right this year.
Maybe 2018 will be the year of the Sam.
Year of the Sam?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the year of the Mickey, because Mickey Hyam decided to retire after 19 years as a pro. Came into the game as a boy, left the game as a man.
Oh, I like the way you did that. That was very poetic, Adrian.
Like that.
Over 500 games.
500 games.
He's well renowned, and he's not upset anybody in either Wigan, St Helens, Warrington or Lee.
Might be in Bradford. Didn't play for them.
Yeah, possibly, but he doesn't really count that himself.
No one ever
mentions
that,
did he? No, I don't think he mentions it, to be honest.
Not if he can help it.
He certainly didn't mention it in the interview I did with him.
I do know the story around that. In fact, Bradford didn't want to do a business with Wigan, and Wigan didn't want to talk to Bradford.
And St Helens wouldn't talk to anybody, so they just ended up.
Talk to anybody. Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, you've only got to look at his record, haven't you? And he started off, I think he'd gone about 40 games he played at Lee with 20 odd tries in his first spell. Then he moves over to St Helens, was almost a perpetual substitute, wasn't he, at St Helens, but it still set him in good stead. He then did nearly 100 games at Wigan, but the bulk of his career spent at Warrington.
And five, I think he had golden years at Warrington.
He had some great days at Warrington, didn't
actually
he?
Six
did some great work for Warrington. I think it was something like 170 odd appearances.
Yeah, I think Tony Smith at the time couldn't work out who was the better of the two. Was it Mickey Hyam or was it Michael Monaghan? Couldn't make his mind up, in my opinion, for me, Tony.
And did you see that little bit of interesting news for Michael Monaghan? He's been assistant coach at Wakefield.
He is, yeah.
That's a good move for him, isn't
good
it?
I shouldn't stay in France.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's a bit. Maybe he's thinking I'm a bit closer to a top job if I come and get a job over here.
Possibly.
Maybe, you know. I mean, maybe. You know, that's
unless
good.
Unless he's had a fallout with Steve McManara already.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not commenting any further regarding that. No, we don't know the man well enough.
Back to Mickey Hyam.
Back to Mickey.
It's a journey that starts off at Lee, St Helens, a stopgap for a week at Bradford.
Might have been a day, actually.
Might have been a day. Wigan, Warrington, ends up at Lee. Only played for 8 games internationally, though. 4 for Great Britain, 4 for England. A lot, really.
You look at the time and the duration of his career, though, and there were lads like Kieran Cunningham knocking around, there was all the fellas who... We've had a glut of riches, really, if you like, haven't we, in the hooking position over the last few years.
Unfortunately for Mickey Hyam.
But, you know, there's no question in Mickey's pedigree. He's been a top class professional all the way through, you know, those days as a raw 17-year-old. I remember him coming through at the academy team at Lee to, all the way through his career, that golden 5-year spell you mentioned at Warrington. And, you know, lately the success spell at Lee, where he got them promoted or helped them get promoted into Super League. Unfortunately, as you'll more than likely hear in the interview, I think he talks a little bit about being emotional and the fact that they didn't manage to stop up. But here's Mickey now.
Yeah, it's going to be mixed emotions. You know, great to come out and have a run out with the boys, but then sad that, you know, I've got to say thank you and goodbye and say I'm surely. I've just said to a few people I'll try and enjoy the day, but it's easier said than done when you've got a lot of face in the crowd that you recognise. I think a lot of you and your family and your friends are probably a little bit emotional. It's going to be hard to keep in. So listen, I showed me emotion when we went down in the £1 million game, how much it meant to me, and I'll probably show at the weekend how much this means to me, because that's the kind of person I am. You know what, I'm a Lee lad, I'm Lee through and through. I wear my heart on my sleeve when I play, and it's, I don't know, it's, I used to watch this team when I was a boy aspiring to play for this club, and you know, I'm captain at one, and you know, to do that is special for me.
You know, I mean, like, I'm probably one of those few people that were there when you started off your academy career, you know, so to progress from that as a raw but very talented player
to have the length of career that you have, over 500 professional games, I mean, that's worth noting.
Yeah, like I said, I've just seen, funny, just reacted it before, like, I never see myself as, like, I don't know, a real figure in the game, or, you know, I'm just pretty humbled, honestly, you know, I kind of just a little lad who just loved doing something, you know, was privileged to, you know, to do something he loved for a job, and things like when you do sit back and you rack up the games and, you know, things I've won international honours, it's, yeah, I've not had a bad career, so, you know, sometimes it's nice when people recognise him, you know, because like I said, I'm not one for shouting off myself and stuff. I kind of say just I've been doing the job best I can, and but no, it's coming to an end, and probably sit back now and said, you know what, I have done all right.
It's a cracking scrapbook.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, it is one for the grandkids in a good few years, isn't it? That I can show that, you know, the granddad's kind of, you know, even the kids, my two boys, you know, they really, you know, they ask me questions and stuff now, and you know, and it's nice to, you know, give it back. They've got a couple of my shirts up in the bedroom, you know, Challenge Cup shirts and promotion shirts and, you know, things like that. So it's good. There's a good things about this that you can, you know, give a bit back to, especially your family and friends. And so, yeah, it's got a decent scrapbook there, and, you know, save it for the right time one day.
I know we've discussed, you know, aspects of your career in the past, you know, when you rejoined Lee from Warrington. I suppose it's that stint at Warrington, though, that you'll be best remembered for. I think you had a real close affinity with the fans, though.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, they thought a lot of me at Warrington. I think they did, and I really thought a lot of them. I got on well. I've still got friends now that were supporters at the time that I've become close friends. That's, you know, that's kind of, again, probably kind of a rugby town, Warrington, similar to Lee. They do bring you in and, you know, kind of treat you as one of their own. So, excuse the pun, you know what I mean? It's, but yeah, I've got some good friends at Warrington now, and, you know, keeping regular touch. And yeah, I had my good years at Warrington. You know, I really enjoyed my time at Saints, and, you know, Wigan was, yeah, it didn't quite pan out how I wanted it to at Wigan, but, you know, sometimes that happens. But kind of rejuvenated a little bit at Warrington, and, you know, had some good success there, and it was a great 5.5 years, and it was a shame how it come to an end. But when your hometown clubs come knocking, you know, they want to bring you back, it's an offer I couldn't turn, you know, I couldn't refuse, really. You know, 35 as well, and no, it's something I couldn't turn it down.
Challenge Cup wins at Warrington, I'd imagine they'd be amongst your highlights.
Oh yeah, fantastic, you know, to get to it, you know, to get be a part of the Warrington team and get to Wembley the first time in, I don't know how many years it was, in 2009, especially after the league, we weren't doing great, to be honest. We had a really good cut run, and it really galvanised us towards the back end of the year. And then that was 2009, and then, like Tony Smith saying, you know, special teams managed to back it up, and we went in 2010 the year after and won it again against a quality Leeds team.
And it wasn't just winning it, I mean, it was won by some margin wasn't it?
I think, you know, it, apart from a bit of a late try for Leeds, it would have been 30-odd nil at Wembley, which, you know, it doesn't happen often. So no, back-to-back champions at Wembley was it's a massive highlight in my career, to play in both. And it's funny, it's kind of, I've had a bit of up and down at Warrington. 2011, a year that kind of struggled a little bit personally, a bit of form and stuff, and I got injury and suspension, it kept me out. And potentially, if they got to the grand final, like, I'd have probably missed out on it through suspension and injury and not getting back in the team. And 12 months later, in 2012, I started the grand final and Challenge Cup. And it just shows, you know what I mean, that kind of, you go through this diversity in rugby. You know, there's massive ups in rugby, but the downs are as big as well. If you're injured on your own training, or you don't get selected, and you've got to put a smile on your face and carry on with the team, because you've got to put the team first. Unfortunately, rugby, you know, it's a team sport, and you've got to do what's best for the team. And yeah, it's all the hard work. In 2012, made both starting both games at Wembley and Old Trafford, and then same the year after, you know, and managed to get player of the year after at 30-odd at Warrington, you know, a team full of, you know, internationals. So yeah, great times at Warrington, really good, really, really good. Made some good friends, you know, and you know, finished off in my hometown.
The Feel Better Station for Warrington Hospital.
This is Radio General.
Now, the final hooter.
2 weeks to the start of the season, well, 2 weeks and 2 days to be precise, and we have kick-off for Warrington. Doesn't get any easier, does it? Leeds Rhinos, the champions are in town at the Halliwell Jones.
Well, you might as well test yourself against the best, might you?
Best of the best, why not?
Why not? I know people will say, we'll have people listening in Castleford who'll be saying, no, we were the best, we just had a bad off day at the grand final.
Leeds are the champions.
Doesn't matter, Leeds are the champions. So Warrington starting off against the champions. And for a team that, I suppose, topped the middle eights last year, it's a big challenge, isn't it?
new era, isn't it? New coaching staff. No Tony Smith. No Richard Agar. It's Steve Price and Andrew Henderson.
Yeah, nice guys. Oh, they seem really nice guys. Seem very focused as well. I mean, I was at the Warrington Salford game at the weekend, and there was a big emphasis in that particular game about defence. You'll hear Steve Price talk about that in a few minutes' time. But I was really impressed actually with. Warrington, because they were very different. The way they set up was different. The way they defended was different. They tried attack from a slightly different angle than what we've seen Tony Smith's sides have. And it wasn't just all about offloads galore like we have seen at times from Tony Smith's sides. There was definitely a plan of action, and I think that can only get better.
Play the new signings, and as always, Warrington like to splash the cash, and they decided to give Salford $175,000 for Big Ben Murdoch Masilla,
yeah. And I tell you what,
Big Bad Ben,
yeah. And he made his presence felt against his former club at the weekend. He broke through. It was a super run because he split the defence, popped the little pass inside, and I think it was Joe Philbin who scored it.
Even give Fit Lee $50,000 for Bryson Godwin, and never even played for him.
Exactly. It was
mean
a great
business, don't they?
That was a great bit of business by Lee, that managing to
Lee.
Sell somebody. And to be fair to Bryson, I mean, I don't think he's been seen in a Warrington shirt since his ill-fated debut over at Widnes in the first pre-season friendly. He picked up a concussion, so I think they've been sort of treating him with kid gloves ever since.
Tyrone Roberts is on board as well, and the guy, no one can pronounce his name.
Sitter. I think they just call him Sitter, don't they?
Is that it, yeah?
Yeah,
no one's
Sitter.
Having a go at his surname.
It's Akua 4 or something isn't
like
it?
That,
something
it?
Like that, I think.
I'm glad you had a go.
Yeah, at least I will have a go. Yeah, we'll have a look properly.
I shied away from it.
It was that big fella.
The big man.
That big man, that Samoan.
Yes. How do you think Warrington are going to go?
I think they'll do better than last year. I think that's easy enough to say, isn't it?
Yeah, without doubt.
Whether they'll charge straight back into the top four, I don't know, I have my doubts. Maybe they'll finish just outside fifth, but I'm going that they'll comfortably finish in a top eight position, I think.
Let's hear the new boy in charge, Steve Price, after the game against Salford at the weekend.
Yeah, it was a good hit out. It's what we needed. Defensively, I was really pleased with where we're at the moment. Systematically, I thought we were quite sound. I scored that try off the rebound, off the post, to give them the 6 points. But overall, I thought we had good leg speed through the middle, and decision making on an edge I thought was quite sound. So that was really positive. A few things we need to work on our offence, but as I said, things are going to take a little bit of time with new combinations and the short period we had with the World Cup players, but happy with where we're at the moment.
Ben Murdoch-Masilla showed he can be a threat both on the edges and in that tighter role that he talks about during the week as well.
Yeah, that's right. He's, as everyone knows, he's quite damaging on an edge there, and set up that try for Joe Philbin just prior to half time. So he's a special player, and it's important we utilise Ben in the way what's going to make our team better.
Some good glimpses of combinations, particularly in the centre and wings on both sides.
Yeah, I was really pleased. You know, with our edges, and you know, I thought we threw some reasonable shape at them at times, but our execution still definitely needs to get better, and we know that. But as I said, where we need to be this time of year, I'm quite happy with where we're at the moment.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, it was a good game. You know, sometimes you get pre-season friendlies and you expect a lot of changes, and you expect not being able to recognise half the teams.
Yes.
And you expect
half of the players.
Yeah, you know, you get guys who's grown facial hair that makes them unrecognisable. They've had different haircuts, you know, the different players altogether.
In
the case of Lee, like we talked about, where I think they gave a debut to 14 players at the weekend. And, but for a pre-season hit-out, I was impressed with Warrington, to be honest. I mean, very nip and tuck all the way through the first half, and then second half, they got two tries in the space of about 10 minutes, and then were just able to, unlike Warrington teams over the last couple of years, defend it. And that was the impressive thing, that defence which Steve Price talked about. So it's obvious that they've worked a lot on that side of the game.
Yeah, they're obviously going to go more defensive-minded, more conservative is the word I'd use.
Possibly, yeah. But then again, I mean, when you bring in and splashing the cash for men like you mentioned, Ben Murdoch-Masilla and Tyrone Roberts, they're attack-minded players, so they're not going to sit on the laurels totally, I don't think.
Funny you should mention Tyrone Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear from him right now. Tyrone Roberts, one of the new boys from Warrington Wolves. How are you fitting in?
Yeah, mate, it was hard transitioning when I first came over here for the pre-season, but you know, I went back home to pick the family up and we arrived yesterday, so I've got used to it. You know, the boys that welcomed me with open arms, and it's made it easy for me to, you know, just be part of the team.
Swapping the Gold Coast for the Gold Coast of the North West.
Yeah, mate. Everything but the heat is here.
Plenty of rain.
Yeah, plenty of rain. But like I said, it's part of the experience. I wanted to, you know, challenge myself.
You had in pre-season, have you found it?
It's been tough. You know, you had transition from, you know, like I said, the heat, the hard grounds, and you know, the cold weather. You know, it sort of takes a toll on your body with the transition, but you know, you got to get used to it because it's just what you're playing.
Everyone says it's tough. What kind of things do you do?
I guess it's, you know, the fields, the iced fields that you wake up to, and you know, just realising that you're not in Australia, and you know, the accent, you know, you have to get used to it, like just trying to understand other people and you know, getting to know the players, different players. And like I said, it's a different skill level over here. It's more challenging, I guess, as an individual. You know, you got to transition, but also put up with the weather. And yeah,
a lot of the Australian guys who do come over the UK always mention Super League's more attacking. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, that's right. I think it's just NRL's evolving so much that it just makes it, you know, hard to. You have less opportunities anyway, so. Over here, you just, I guess, you just got to adapt. You know, it is faster. I guess when you're playing the sort of style of footy over here, it's faster, but you know, there's more opportunities. So, but talking the price, you know, there'll be a lot of opportunities, but you also got to, you know, defend your line. And you know, he's got a good structure in place, and you know, we just got to buy in and do what's best for the team.
Is this going to be your first experience in the UK?
Yeah, it's going to. Yeah, like I said, it's a challenge that me and the family were willing to face, and Pricey and the team, you know, they just respected me as a player, and you know, I just can't wait to see all the fans that are, you know, the loyal fans that have come each week, and just to experience the, I guess the they say it's 15,000, but they say it sounds like 30, so you know, it's something that I want to experience, and you know, the family's happy to come along.
You've obviously been made aware of the challenges over there. What are you looking forward to challenging yourself with?
I guess just, you know, I know it's been a marquee play, you know, you've got to step up, but you know, it's just been half, you know, just taking control of, you know, the whole team, and you know, they probably won't understand me for a while. You know, I talk pretty fast and I can just the accent, but you know, it's a challenge that you're willing to take, and like I said, it's a credit to the boys, you know, they work with me with open arms, and they're all humble, and the fans and the community also, you know, they don't, I guess, be disrespectful, you know, and I don't want to let them down because I know how much the Warrington means to the community.
Do you know much of Super League and the teams that you're going to be playing against?
I didn't have much idea until I sort of was a new idea to come over. You know, then I started realising, you know, I started Googling, you know, the UK and the teams, you know, the culture, and that's where I ran across Steve and Gids, because I was like with Kurt Gilley at Newcastle, and he gave me a call and said it's a great club, and you know, they, like I said, they said they wanted to treat me as, or respect me as a player, and they wanted to play me in the position I wanted to play, and they said they'll take care of my family as well, so you know, credit to them, they've owned up to all the words that they said.
For a lot of the fans that don't know a lot about Tyrone Roberts, what can they expect from you as a player?
I'm sure they probably would have Googled. Now, I'm not sort of the person that can tell you what I'm going to do, but you know, you just have to wait and see, and hopefully I can, you know, live up to the hype for the, you know, the crowd and the community, and just represent the colours and the community as best I can.
Be interesting to see how he goes alongside Kevin Brown or Depp Patton.
Yeah, it certainly will. I get the impression that either of those two players that you've just mentioned, they'll provide the structure, and Tyrone Roberts will just do his thing. He sounds like himself. He doesn't know what he's going to do, does he?
He doesn't even know who he's playing.
Have a look on Google. We've got a transition.
Well, transition was the buzzword.
It was the buzzword.
They count four times in that interview.
Yeah, yeah.
Transition.
I hope he's managed to transition back into.
I hope he's done his own work and he does know who they're playing and what the clubs are.
Well, have we done our own work? Do we know who anybody's playing yet?
Not yet, no.
All right, okay.
Well, we've had
a
look for Warrington. For the first month of the Super League season, where they kick off with Warrington against Leeds, Huddersfield. Don't forget that game's on the Saturday, not a Sunday. Or is it the Thursday?
I think it's been brought even further
forward,
hasn't it?
Thursday, hasn't it? TV game. Then it's the big derby, first up, Widnes versus Warrington. I've never known the Widnes Warrington game to be so early in the season.
It is early in the season, that, isn't it? Week three, and already it's out of the way.
And then there's Wigan coming to town.
That's the other big derby.
Two big derbies out of the way within a month, that'll suit Warrington.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I mean, they usually play Wigan fairly early on, don't they? You know, it's always usually around about March time, beginning of March anyway, so that fits in nicely, that, doesn't it?
Without a doubt. Widnes kick off the month with a home visit of Catalans.
Right, okay.
Castleford.
Away.
Warrington, and then Leeds.
I tell you what, they'll be happy with having... Is that three home matches? Is that three home matches
out of the
first four?
Yeah.
They'll be happy with that. If they can get a couple of wins from those, that'll be buzzing considering the season from last year.
If they can win them.
If they can win, that
if
of course.
If they can win them, yes. And let's talk about Widnes, shall we? We've heard from the guys at the Primrose and Blue. And how do you think Widnes are going to go?
Again, I think it's a case of they bloodied a lot of young players last year, and I think those young players are starting to push their way through to be a little bit more of a threat of getting picked regularly.
Yes.
So I think there's a few guys that will be looking over the shoulder this season. We saw the two Walkers really start to develop last year.
The two Walkers, the Chapelhouse.
Danny Walker is a fantastic little player. The two Chapelhouse got some valuable time at Super League level last year. Mm. Ed Chamberlain spent a lot more time in first teams of championships.
Gilmore got a run in the team.
Gilmore was playing really well up until his injury and then came back and led Leah Merry dance. So
man who's got more lies than a cat at Widnes, Danny Craven. He just seems to be hanging in there, doesn't he?
He does. And again,
to produce the performances that gets him in the reckoning.
He's a player that I always liked, Danny Craven, to be honest, because he can mix it up a little bit. He's been really unfortunate in the fact that just as he's been able to almost settle into a regular pattern of form, he's got injured, hasn't he? So it's a case of him hopefully putting them behind him and moving forward. I can't see them finishing at the bottom of Super League again. I can see them maybe just missing out on the eights and having to fight their way through.
All depends on injuries, doesn't it?
Because it's
going to need the big guns to play week in, week out to the best of their ability. So there's a lot of pressure on the likes of Reece Hanbury to produce the goods week in, week out.
Yeah, I mean, Reece only played, about two-thirds of the games of Widnes last season, if that. And, you know, he was a massive miss when he didn't play. On his day, one of the best attacking fullbacks in Super League, of course. And like you mentioned, there's a couple of other players that they weren't around. You know, there were lads like Chris Dean, who hardly played, who's been a regular over the previous 3 years. So, you know, if they can avoid the injuries, then I don't think Widnes will finish bottom, but I do still think that they'll be fighting it out in the eights coming in.
A couple of new signings as always joining the Black and Whites, but I did catch up with another new signing for Widnes, that's Christine Inu. You're swapping Catalans for Widnes. Have you found the move?
Yeah, it's been good. It's like moving schools when you change team. You've got to meet the boys, and obviously playing a few growing up and along the season and playing with some, it's a new feel and obviously new things to come, especially in the new season. So,
how did the move come about?
It actually happened real quick. I was preparing for pre-season with the Dragons, and then before the pre-season really kicked off, I found out that I was heading over here, and that I literally started working on my visa and that all that process, and I found myself over here doing pre-season over here, so it was pretty quick. So other than that,
early days in your move, how have you found the club?
No, the boys have been well. They've made life easy for me. They've made me feel comfortable. The staff have been great, really helpful in not only the staff footy side, especially big ups to the office. They don't really get a mention sometimes, but I'll never forget the things they've done for me to make my move easy, and they've helped me and my family and my partner with the transition, and they've been awesome.
Brand new season ahead, are you looking forward to the challenge?
Yeah, it's been a few seasons I've been playing now, so just another one around the corner, and it's I think probably out of all the seasons, this one's come around the quickest. I think because I've been worrying about my visa the last few weeks, and by the time I got here, this pre-season's been pretty short for myself. And like I said, the staff's been awesome and helping me transition and getting prepared for the season to come.
First game, what couldn't be any better for you? Your former club in the first round.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. When I found out I was going to witness, I was looked at the fixtures and round one, Dragons. It was sort of meant to be sort of thing, and I was just, I think it was always going to happen. Whether it was the beginning of the season, end of the season, I was always going to play. So I think for me to play against him round one, it's probably better for myself and to get the cobwebs out and pretty much show the fans what I'm here to do and pretty much who I'm preparing to line up for and do my best.
That leads me to the next question. A lot of the fans from Widnes would have saw you playing for the Catalans. What can you expect from you in the Widnes top?
I'm just going to do my best to compete. I know the fans have been great. I've said it a few times. I was blessed enough to meet a few fans when I come a few years back for World Cup, and it was a memory that I always kept. And then when the time came to sign the contract, that I was going to be a member of the Vikings, and I think it was it wasn't a sign of relief or wasn't nervous or anything. I think it was more I was grateful to be able to represent the black and white jersey and especially the fans.
Sounds like a laid back guy, doesn't he?
He does, but it also sounds like he's coming over and he's really wanting to put a shift in for those Widnes fans. He appreciates the support that he's had in the past when coming playing against Widnes. I personally hope that he's a lot better than he has been over the last couple of years for Catalans. He's had a lot of injuries. He's another one of those guys that has played a couple of games. He's been out for six and that type of stuff. So I really hope that he's got those behind him. Because on his day, you fit Christian Inu, he's up there with the top centres in the comp.
He is, and he gives Widnes a bit of firepower, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. I mean, we said last season that Widnes lacked a lot of strike, didn't they? So if Mellor wasn't able to get through or Hambury wasn't able to get through, there didn't seem to be a lot behind that, did there, that would threaten. I think bringing someone like Inu, who's got a record of being a strike centre, he can score tries, he can create them for his winger. I think that particularly if his previous fitness worries are behind him now, that's a really good signing. And who knows, maybe Widnes could finish even higher than ninth, like I'm predicting.
I think Widnes looked really strong in the pack. One guy who's been at the club for 2 years, he is one of the leads. Widnes don't have captains, even though I always see Chris Halston as the captain. He just sees himself as the leader, because that's what they have,
the leader of
pack. They have the leaders of the pack,
like it.
Chris Halston, long hard season last year, and we're ready to go again. Never ending, isn't it?
I know, you might have to talk to the RFL about that. Bit more extended break, and the players would appreciate it. It's good, mate. We've sort of everyone enjoys what we're doing here in at Widnes this pre-season, and I had a good break in Europe, went away with the family for a little bit, but we've been stuck back into it now, and can't wait for the season to kick off.
How's pre-season been for you guys?
Well, they're rarely enjoyable because it's a lot of hard work, but what we have been doing has been really specific, and it's a bit of a mix-up compared to last year, and it's been really good. We're keen for a game, and that's what you want this time of year. Everyone's starting to get a bit edgy at training and a bit ready for some proper contact.
It was a long hard season. You came through it. You retained your Super League status. Can the guys learn from that trip from last year?
Oh, for sure. We had a bad start last year, didn't we? And then put too much pressure on our season. But when the whips were cracking, we sort of binded together and we got the job done. But we'll be doing everything we can not to be in that same position this year, for sure. Because it's exciting. Don't get me wrong. As nerve-wracking as it is, I enjoyed playing in it because you're actually playing for something on the line. Like the year before, we were in the middle eights. We couldn't make the top four, and you play seven games for no reason, really. So I didn't really enjoy that. But this year, it's good seeing how people react under pressure, and thank God we got the job done.
A couple of new signings in the team, how they fit them?
Yeah, really good. Inu's been great, straight in. he's going to be a really big addition to our squad. And then the two PNG boys have only been here for a day, you know, but they're both pretty handy with the football, and they're definitely big, strong guys. So the more we see them on the training paddock, the better. But they're still getting used to the UK time zone and the UK weather. So the best of them will probably come after a month or so.
It's going to be the start of your third season in the UK. How have you found it?
Yeah, well, I have really enjoyed my time over here. I didn't enjoy last season, the rugby of it, just because it was such a tough year for us. But the whole thing about living over here in Widnes and playing for a different club and just getting to experience different culture, like here in the UK and a bit of Europe, it's been fantastic. I'm so glad, like, my family got the opportunity to do it, really, because I think if I didn't come, I'd be kicking myself in a year or two down the track.
2 weeks away from the start of the brand new season, what kind of things will you guys go through now in preparation for the triathlon game?
Yeah, the intensity in our training's been right up there, and then I think in these last 2 weeks we'll probably maybe try and jack it up a bit, shorten our sessions and make them a bit more physical, so we're getting used to that body-on-body collision again. And yeah, then, you know, just start really, really getting ourselves right just to be peaking by round one, you know, like, that's the plan.
Are you doing all right with the pressure of being a captain?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. I've got a joint C with Joe next to my name, but we've got plenty of great leaders in this side, and I don't even feel like I'm the captain or need to be. It's just, you know, as Jeremiah and Hep and Gil Dudson's coming through as a really good leader of our forward pack, and Joe's obviously one of our main playmakers. So it's just, it's not my mantle or anything like that. It's just a collective group and a good bunch of guys that just want to work together, so you rarely have to pull anyone into line. It's just a good group.
It's a lot of experienced guys there, but there's a lot of youngsters eager to get in the first team as well.
Oh, for sure. That's probably the only positive to come out of last year, you know, like, we leaned on young guys to do the job, you know, for us most weeks, and you know, they did a great job, and it's just the toll of week to week Super League sort of ended up catching up with us a bit in the end. But this year they've gone from being fill-in players to pushing for spots, and that's just made the competition and how competitive everyone is at training. It's just lifted that, and that's what's making us train the way we are.
No, this is a bit of a moustache thing going on around here in Widnes. What's going on there?
Fancy dress party. No theme behind it, mate. A few of us just being kids and just trying to do something different. Midlife crisis, it might be, actually. Midlife crisis for me.
I think I've had the other midlife crisis.
Me too, I think.
Yeah. Plenty of moustaches on show. I wonder if they're going to be clean shaven by the time he takes the field against Catalans.
Nah, it makes them easier to get tackled, doesn't it? Because every time anybody, if they go high, they'll end up with like a moustache or a beard burn or something, won't they?
Not a doubt.
Friction burns. It's the future.
2 weeks to go.
2 weeks to go. Hey, bring it on.
16 more sleeps.
What?
Exactly. 16 more sleeps.
Count them up again, Adrian. 16, count them up.
16 more sleeps. And
hurrah!
Yes, without a doubt. That's us done and dusted.
Across Warrington Hospital.
With a bigger variety of music.
This is your Feel Better station.
Radio General.